the Jasmine Brand and DJ KI.
Right here.
At EliteDCRadio.com.
Hey.
Yeah.
We are back. This is Elite DC Radio. This is the Jasmine Brand Show with DJ KI. And we have on the line with us Joe Button. Joe, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Now, I feel like when I called, they said, hold on, let me get Joey. So should I call you Joe or Joey?
No, you can call me Joe.
Okay, Joe. Get it right, Jazz. It's Joe. Okay, so before we start, I sent a tweet out asking people to ask us, you know, to have questions that they would like for us to ask you. And then we have some questions about music. And we have some questions about some topics that we're talking about today. Hopefully you can weigh on. They're really quick and they're really shallow. So hopefully you can give us your thoughts. Number one, how do you feel about shacking up, like living with your girl, living with your mate, you know, not being married? Are you for it, against it? Cool. Is it cool?
I'm for it.
You're for it. And why?
Well, marriage is for life. Marriage is it's a lifetime bond. So you want to make sure that you know as much about the person that you're attempting to marry prior to. And the only way you can seriously go about doing that is to eventually live with them.
Okay. And have you done that before?
Oh, yeah, I've done it.
Okay. Okay. And would you do it again?
I definitely do.
Okay, cool. Okay, another question. I don't know if you've ever done this before. We were talking about a situation. We're talking about men and women, how they test each other in relationships. Like, say, for example, you know, your girlfriend is out at the club. You know a guy that's going to be there. You have her try to talk to him to see if, you know, she bites or whatever. Do you think that's cool to, like, test the person that you're with? Kind of, like, set them up?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say no.
Okay.
I'm going to say no. I don't think that's cool. Not to say I haven't been there before, but
no,
I don't think that's cool.
Okay, last shallow radio topic we talked about, and this was on Monday. Fake boobs and fake butts. A lot of people have them, and they look nice, and some people say they don't, and they feel differently sometimes. And, you know, how do you feel about a woman that has maybe fake enhancements like silicone? How do you feel about that? Are you okay with it? Does it depend?
Fake breasts, I don't really mind.
Okay.
So much. I'll never do a fake ass ever.
Have you ever? Have you ever?
Yeah, before I knew that they existed.
Okay.
and I knew something was wrong. That's how I know I would never do that again.
So, because it feels different, right?
It's the worst. It's horrible. Yes.
Is it hard or is it?
Very much so.
Very much so. Okay.
I mean, in some instances now, you know, technology and things have advanced, so now they can have a fake ass and then it not be as hard, but you can always tell. I mean, I can always tell anyway.
Okay. Okay, we trust you. You know, men no asses, so, you know. Okay. All right, so enough of the shallow topics from today. Mm-hmm. DJ K, you have some music-related questions for Joe.
Yeah, Joey, what's good, Obi?
How you feeling, brother?
Feeling good, Mr. Jersey yourself. I'm from Patterson myself. Yeah. What up? Definitely, So, Slaughterhouse, that's your group, right? Number one, name the members of Slaughterhouse for the people.
That's myself, Joe Button, Joel Ortiz, Crooked Eye from the West Coast, West of 5-9 in Detroit.
Okay, cool. So, as far as Slaughterhouse is concerned, what direction are you trying to go with Slaughterhouse?
Well, we're just trying to make great music.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're just trying to make great music and make sure that all of our brands and personalities are able to resonate through the music.
Okay.
I think we've done a pretty good job of that.
Okay, cool. I know you named some of the people that are involved with Slaughterhouse. Definitely lyricists. I mean, so who are some of the lyricists or old school, say, hip hop heads that you look up to yourself?
Oh no, we'd be here forever.
Definitely.
I speak for the entire group when I say as people that respect the culture,
mm-hmm.
And are so involved in it.
Okay.
We pretty much respect. We respect an enormous list of people. I mean, that goes from Rakim to Jay-Z to it's way too many people to name. Like we're just blessed and fortunate to be around. But to be signed to an MC that all of us feel mutually about.
Definitely.